the pain subsided, and she was in a state of comfort from 11 o'clock in the morning Tuesday till 11 a.m. Wednesday. Then 11:30 Wednesday, she gave birth to a child. So according to Rabbi Lezer, as long as between the years of that and between giving birth, there was an intervening period of 24 hours, even though the 24 hours did not cover a life of Yehim Kishabes, beyond it, but just from 11 a.m. Tuesday to 11 a.m. Wednesday. So, as long as there is a 24-hour period of comfort, so Memele, the Driyas Dam is not considered as Dam Kesh, even though it was coupled with pain. The Driyas Dam was coupled with pain, but in view of the fact that she had 24 hours of comfort, and then after the 24 hours of comfort, so there was birth of the baby, so Memele, the pain she had that was coupled with the real, with the discharge of dam, is false labor pain. There is such a thing as false labor pain. Now, false labor pain doesn't mean that it's just an imagination. I mean, false labor pain happens to a woman who is about to give birth to a child. It doesn't happen to a woman who is not about to give birth to a child. Still, we call it false labor pain. Why do we call it false labor pain? Because the birth of the child takes place a considerable time after the pain. So Memele, the Blazer says that even though she's cautious of Shloshiyam, and the 3 years and three successive days in Yemizime were coupled with pain, but as long as there is a 24-hour period of comfort without pain, subsequent to the 3 years, and after the period of safety, of comfort of 24 hours, she gives birth to the child, so Mele Devias Dam is not considered to be Dam Bekechi, it's not considered to be Dam Machmas Vodok, but it's considered to be Dam Bishefi, and not Dam Keshi. So Mele, she's here, let us be safe. But suppose she has a period of comfort of 10 hours, of 19 hours, of 23 hours, and then after 23 hours, so comfort, she gives birth to the child, so then it's considered as Dam Achmas Vodo, and the Ri is considered Dam Keichi, and Dam Keichi is not Mitami Tumazivo, she is not considered as his own. Alright. Divina Blessed. Yeshua Imeya, Lilo Vieim Kilim Shabbos Vieim, Sheshopso Minatzar Volenana. According to Rabbi Yeshua, in the case where Shedder is down on Sunday in the morning, Monday in the morning, and Tuesday in the morning, and then at 11 a.m. Tuesday, the pain subsided, and she had a period of comfort from 11 a.m. Tuesday to 11 a.m. Wednesday, and then at 12 noon, Wednesday she gave birth to a child, so according to Rabbi Lezer, she is his own. She has to count Zayniki. According to Rabbi Yeshua, she doesn't have to count Zayniki. Only if there is a period of Shefi, of a Misles, starting with the Lailo and Yemi, Kilin Shabbos Yemi. In other words, suppose 5 minutes before six, on Sunday, she has a Riyas Dam. And 5 minutes before six on Monday, she has a Riyas Dam in the amazing day. And 5 minutes before six, assuming the sunset is at six, and 5 minutes before six on 6 p.m. on Tuesday, she has a Riyas Dam. And then, just a split second before sunset Tuesday, so the pain subsides, and she is in comfort the whole day of Tuesday night and Wednesday day until the sunset of Wednesday, and then right after sunset of Wednesday she gives birth to a child. So in such a case we say that she is his own. Only the period of Shefi consisted of Lili Shabbos V'Hi. Sheshovsom Natsar V'Lim Nada. Kamu Hi Kishuyo, Redmei Yarei Meir, Atu Arboim V'Chamishim Yei. Rebjudei Meir, Dayo Chodosh, Rebjeisi, Rebshiben Eirim, Ein Kishu, Yeiseir Mishtei, Shabbos. In other words, everybody will agree that suppose a woman will, let's say, in the eighth month, will start having labor pain. In the eighth month, before the ninth month begins, and she'll keep on having pain all the time, without any shape, without any comfort, and she'll have her ears down in the Yemizive. Suppose she had a menstrual flow on the first of Nisan, and then on the eighth of Nisan she had a discharge of dam, and it was coupled with pain. On the ninth of Nisan she had her ears down, it was coupled with pain. And on the tenth of this, she had the rear's garment was coupled with pain. But all that is in the eighth month. It's not the ninth month yet. And then she gave birth to a child 15 days later. So then everybody will agree that she is off. Even though the pain did not subside, she started to have pain on the eighth of Nisan, and that was the beginning of the eighth month. She started to have pain, and that pain did not subside. It kept on recurring every 10 minutes, the whole eighth month. And the eighth of Nisan represented the eighth month, and she had the ears down together with pain on the eighth, on the ninth, on the tenth, and then she continued to have pain. It didn't subside completely. It kept on recurring every 10 minutes. And then she gave birth to the child. She gave birth on the first of year. So that everybody, all the Tanoim, will agree that she is Izov. Even though the three years of dam she had on the eighth, and on the ninth, and on the tenth of Nisan were coupled with pain, but it's not considered as damkeish. Damkeish is matki after mezib, but only if the damkeish is relatively close to the birth. But if the damkeish is remote from the birth, it's distant from the birth, it's not close to the birth, it's in the eighth month and more than 14 days prior to the giving of birth, so then according to all Tanoim, she is Izov. But the Meir says, "Kama yikishuyo Rameir imir atu arboim v'chamishim yei." Rameir says, "Atu arboim v'chamishim yei." When I said all Tanoim, I meant all Tanoim except Rameir. So of course, according to Rameir in this particular case, she's not his own. So after our boy in the, in that example I mentioned, when the three years took place on the 8th, the 9th, and the 10th of Nisan, and then she did not give birth until the first of the year, or the 8th of the year, the 10th of the year, even though there was a period of 40, 50 days intervening, as long as she did not have a period of 24 hours of comfort, and if the pain continued, kept on recurring every 10 minutes, within the 40 and 50 days prior to the giving of birth, and even though the rias took place in the 8th month of pregnancy, not the 9th month, so according to Rameya, it's still considered amkeishi, and it's kia tumazim. She's not his own, she doesn't have to count Zayniki. It all comes within Exel Sakosu of Domo Machmas Atzmo or Domo Machmas Lodo. Because the fact that she had pain, so that means, why did she bleed? Because the baby somehow was probably pushing. So Mimele, she had pain. said, so the pain, and that resulted in the bleeding too. It's not menstrual bleeding. It has to do with the pending birth of the child. So the male, it comes within the Gzeras HaKosov of Domo Machmasatru, Domo Machmasatru, she is not his own. That's a male. However, Abiyuda says, Daya Chodosh. Only if the Riyas Dam that is coupled with pain takes place in the ninth month of pregnancy. So then it can be considered as Dam Keish. Mashainke, if the Riyas Dam coupled with pain takes place in the eighth month of pregnancy, then it's not considered Dam Keishi, and the male, she is his own. And we pass it like Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Shimon, that only if the Riyas Dam that coupled with pain take place within 40 days of birth. 40 days of birth. So in other words, so according to Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Shimon, so according to Rabbi Meir, Afila Abun Hamishie, even though it's not in the ninth month. According to Rabbi Yude, only if it's in the ninth month, it has a din of Dam Keish. And according to Rabbi Yisim Rabbi Shimon, it doesn't make any difference whether it's in the eighth month or in the ninth month. The difference is whether the labor takes place within 14 days is of the Riyas Dam, or Bikeshi with pain, or more than 14 days after the Riyas Dam. Now the Rashi, Hamikashi the Rasadam, Harizu Nidu Mimor, Poruch and Taritlo. Gosh, it's a Machmas Vad, Gimel Yomim, Bisichachados Ayim, Shibinim Yelinite, Viro Asoko Shloshna Yom Ritzufim, Vizopso, Mitzar, Meisleiz Bevi, Viro Bevo, and you said it on Shiro Asu, and Bo Machmas Vad, Hilka Harizu Yelinit Bizet, Abu Vizopso, Somchulidoso, Kodomim Shiro Asu Machmas Vadu, ורחמון התיארים מזיבו וכסיב זה דום או דום המחמסה עצו דום המחמס וואב לילה ויעידים סוף סוף חצי יהיה שלישי ויול דו יהיה ברבי so if the period of comfort if the pain subsided at noon on Tuesday and she is yol דו יהיה ברבי and she gave birth on Wednesday די סוף סוף מייסלייץ אין זו שייפי Elo in case of so lilo the yame, shalacha lilo kilu nishab the yame, that's Rabbi Yeshua Shik. She sob some natsar vo in adam, the alfal gav the chaz yedam, have a sheifi. In other words, the Mishnah is telling us that if the pain subsided for 24 hours, for a whole day, even though the bleeding did not stop, but as long as the pain subsided, so it's not Dam Keishi. It's not Dam Keishi anymore. Lalo Yehidim Sof Sof Chatzi Yehim Shlishi. V'yol V'yim Revi Sof Sof Lehi Zim Lishay Tuki Sof Sof Lehi Yehim Shlach Halil Atlo Isha Bim Yehim Eim. She Sof Matzah Adam Dam Dam Chatzi Dam Ad Shem Kamu Yikishu Ado Yasri Dei Zive V'chol Dom Shikire Ad Lo Avoyim Chamish Yehiz Imu Yisof Sof Yehim Yachot Sof Lehi Dei Yasri Dei Zive Lo Avi Yehim Zei Dai Chodosh Dai Yimitai Rezakei Shechim Yishayach Odai Nitshi Avu Koshi Sof Shlei Shof Yisichi Balov Yimei Zive V'chim Yishashmini In the eighth month V'apilu Mikasho Meilechez Kol Chi Harei Zei Yeleres Bizei Machma Shlei Shil Yomim Shol Shmini That's according to Rabbi Yehuda Or to call Hamkashen Yidah. The Mishnah says in general language, Hamkashen Yidah. In other words, if a woman has labor pain, she becomes an Yidah. That's not so. A woman does not become Yidah even if she is in labor. Unless Dam starts to come out. But if she doesn't have the flow of Dam, even though she's in labor, she has the pain. So she doesn't become a needle. Oto kolam kashe nidoi. Oma rab, nidoi yeimo. Now, and the Gerashi explains the Gemara that it's not the Makshi thought that the Mishnah is saying that if the moment she is in labor, so she becomes a needle. Of course, that didn't even occur to the Makshi's mind that that's the Kavon in the Mishnah. But, so of course, even the Makshi knew that just having labor pain doesn't make the woman into a needle. But, So obviously when the Mishnah says Amikasha Nido, it means if she was in labor, she had pain on it, and she had the flow of dam, so she's in Nido. Still the Gemara asks, but it's not so, because there is a Gizazakosum, Domo Machmas Atzmo, Domo Machmas Vod. So in other words, so in the Yemei Zive, even if the dam is coupled with pain, so she does become a nida. So why does the Mishnah say in general language, Hamikasha nida? Of course, it goes without saying that the Mishnah doesn't mean Hamikasha nida without the flow of dam, she's nida. So it means Hamikasha, she is in labor pain, she has labor pain, and she has the flow of dam, she's nida. But even that is not so, because there is a distinction between having the discharge of dam coupled with pain in the Yemei Nido or in the Yemei Zivo. In the Yemei Nido, she is a Nido, but in the Yemei Zivo, so she is not a Zova, she is not a Nido. You will caution yourself, Yemei Zivo, me have a Nido, but in Nido is Yemei Zei. Omarav, Nido ye imo. Go ahead, come on. Hamikah shomerei dam b'mei zivo, av agam v'asya b'mei zivo, miu b'izayim masu olishamish, av l'erev tibeles v'yitzricho lishmiyayim kenegetei, dirachmon etare l'dam keishi. So according to Rashi's pshat, in Moses Rashi, when Rav says nido yeimo, Rav has reference to the Yimei, so to the Yimei zivo. In other words, if it's in Yemei Nidus, every woman has the Yemei Nido and has the Yemei Zivo. So Yemei Zivo, that's the Yudalot Yehim, Shebe Nido Menido. So according to Rashi's Pshat, in the Gemara, even Rav is made that if a woman sees that Bekeshi in the Yemei Nido, she becomes Nido with her eyes. Because the Xerosakosov of Domo Machmas Atzmo Lachmas Vodo applies only to Yemei Zivo, not to Yemei Nido. But Rav says, in the Yemei Zivo, where she is not in Nido Midraise, and Midraise she is Muteres Lebailo. What does it mean, Muteres Lebailo? In other words, it doesn't mean, so if she is Koshisov, Yemei Zivo, so, midraise she's miteres lebailo, but midrabonon she's also lebailo. She's also lebailo the day until the night. Midrabonon, if she saw that keshi b'meizivo, so she doesn't become an idiot. There's a kosher because domo machmas atzmo, domo machmas vodo, but she is not miteres lebailo the day. So midrabonon, she's asur lebailo. She's asur lebailo dede. Nido lebailo yeim. For example, I'm kashim v'yedam b'meizivo. Avogav v'leasibol b'meizivo. Miu beizayim asur lishamish. Avol erev tivelas v'nitzricho lishmeir. Yeim kineged yeim. Dirachmonet tiyari legam keishi. So mele midraise, she doesn't even have to be tivelas, and immediately after the discharge of the dam keshi b'meizivo, she's miteres lebailo. Miteres lebailo, she's not asur lebailo, because the Torah was mitaya dam keshi b'meizivo. But with Rabbonon, she is asur lebailo that day, and she cannot even go tefillah that day. She, with Rabbonon, she can only go tefillah at night. She can go only tefillah at night, and if the flow subsides at night, so then she can go tefillah, and she is miteres lebailo in Rabbonon. But that day, when she had the flow of dam, which was the mezivo, even though midraise she was miteres lebailo, but midrabonon she lasso. Ushmuel omar chashimon shematishme. Chashimon shematishme. In other words, because true that she, it was bimezivo and dam keishi, bimezivo does not make her into a zove. Does not make her into a zove. Daily, if she saw Damkeshi on these excessive days in Meizivo, and it does not make her into his obiktame, if she saw just on one day Damkeshi be Meizivo, so she doesn't have to count, she doesn't have to count one thing day, she doesn't become Ishimarasim Kinagadye, But with the Rabbono, the halacha is, if a woman in Meziva has dam, has a discharge of dam coupled with pain, so with the Rabbono, she has to count, let's say, on Sunday, that's in Meziva. She had a menstrual flow on the first of this, and then the Sunday before, and then now is the 8th of this Sunday. She has a flow of dam, and it's coupled with pain, and it's in Meziva already. So the halacha is, she has to count one clean day on Monday. And then, if she has one clean day on Monday, so Monday night, she can go to tefillah and she's mekanes l'bayit. Why? Because we cannot allow her to go to tefillah and be mekanes l'bayit on Sunday night, because suppose she'll go to tefillah Sunday night, and then the pain will subside, and she'll have 24 hours of comfort, and then after 24 hours of comfort, she'll give birth to a child. So then it will be determined retroactively that the discharge of dam she had on Sunday morning was really not that, was not that machmas brother, because of the subsequent period of comfort of 24 hours. And if the Baal were cohabited with her, so he and she were Eber and Sakores. So because of that, Shmuel says that even though under the Raisalem, so she does not become Izovetan. But because of the Choshe, maybe it will be followed by, even though it's not likely that it will be followed by a period of comfort of 24 hours, but because we are Cheshish, maybe it will be followed by a period of comfort of 24 hours, then it will be determined retroactively that the dam was not dam keishi, it was dam sheifi. So she was a zelektane. So there is an isakores. So because of that, if a woman had the rias dam in the yisiva, let's say on Sunday morning, so she has to count the Monday day as the clean day, and then Monday night she can go to tefillah and she's in the terrace of Bible. ושמואל אמר, צריך על משקה יקר ידי מן רבון, וחשינו שמתישקה, ונמצא שלו ידם כאישי מחמזלת, ונמצא משם יש את זו נתנה, ורייס לה משקורץ. So, ורבי יצחק אמר, המקשו אין לכלום. So, in other words, she doesn't take, רבי יצחק says, that if a woman has a discharge of dam, the mezive, coupled with pain, so she's in the terrace of Bible immediately. Even mן רבון. והקטון המקשה נידו אומר רובי בימי נידו בימי זיבו תאים. So רובי says, and we pass like רובי, like רבי יצחק and like רובי. So when the Mishnah says המקשה נידו, it means בימי נידו. If a woman has laid a pain and she has a discharge of dam and it's in the nido, so then she's in the midrash. But if a woman has a discharge of dam coupled with pain in the mezivah, so then she is mitayres lebayla miyad, because it's dam keishi, the Torah is mitayres, and even in the rabbonon, she is not a soro lebayla. This is the pshat in the Gemara according to Rashi. The Rach and the Rashbo, they say that when Rav says nidal yemo, so Rav has reference to Yemenido, not to Yemezivo. In other words, according to Rav, so midraise the xerasakoso for domo machmasatzmo, domo machmas wodo, applies not only to Yemezivo, it applies to Yemenido also. In other words, if a woman has dam kish in the Yemenido, and the dam is due to giving birth to a child, so then she doesn't take midraise, she doesn't become a nido. But Rav says midrabono, with Rabbonon, she becomes a Nidori Eimon. And Shmuel says, no. Shmuel says, Hashino Shematishi. Hashino Shematishi. But of course, Rabbi Yitzchok says, so in other words, according to Rav, so the alter zakosov of domo machlas atzmo, but the domo machlas vodo applies also to Yemenido, not only to Yemenido, but we don't pass like Rav, we pass like Rav Yitzchok. So Rav Yitzchok says, amikashe yiklu, in other words, that if she is Mikasho, if she is Mikasho in the Yemenido, so then she doesn't have to count at all. Not even if she is Mikasho in the Zivo, so she doesn't have to count at all. Mashenki, if she is Mikasho in the Yemenido, so she's in the Midraise, and we pass like her bits of and now, the thesis, Nido Yehu, Nido, 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 Daf, the Bible, Hashino Shemetishve, the Azbino Basarev Noshi, Makshis, the Sophist Lilo Yehu, the Ruf, the Shiva Barabine, Nido, the Bible, have a Volumitas. All right, now, you have to start another Shia in a few minutes. So, we'll leave it off here. Now, for next time, you should go over.
June 17, 1982.
Now, we started the Gemara, so we have here machlekes between Rav, Shmuel, and Rabbi Yitzchok. Now, so the most Rishayim explain like Rashi that Rav, when he said Nidol Yeimon, so he has reference to a rie b'meizive. So then there is a special zersakosu that b'meizive. So is the hero, but mid rabbonon she is nidol yeimon. And Shmuel again mid rabbonon, so she has to count one clean day. Chashinu shemetishi. And Rabbi Yitzchok omer amkashe yiklum, v'abtona amkashe nidol, marav nidol meizive teiro. So Rabbi Yitzchok and Rabbi, they say that the Bimei Zivo, even the Rabbonon, she is not made. Doesn't have to count anything. Even the Rabbonon. However, the Rach and the Rashbo, they say that when Rav says, Nidol Yeimo, so Rav means, Rav is reference not only to Bimei Zivo, to Rias Damkeishi, Bimeizivo, but Rav is referenced even to Damkeishi Bimeimido. We don't pass like Rav, and then the Gemara says that Rav himself, before his Ptire, so he was Chazer, but Rav originally held that this Zerzakosu of Domo Machmas Atzma, Vili Domo Machmas Rodo, is not limited to Bimeizivo. But it applies to Yemenide also. Damkeishi, baby Mezide, baby Menide. So, Istoya Midraise. Istoya Midraise. But, Midrabonon, Rav says, that is Meyoliemo. Meyoliemo, Bimenide, and Bimezide. Because according to Rav, there is no difference. And the Raisele. The Xerasakosu of Doma Machasas, Doma Chazvodo applies to Yemenide too, and Midrab. So, Mimele, there is no difference at the Rabbono level. Just as Bimenido, so she's Neoliemo, so Mezivo, she's also Neoli. Why should there be a difference? Ushmuel Omar, Hashim Shemetish. So, again, also Midrabono. So, we have to be Cheshish. That the Cheshish. Bimeizive, Shemetishpe, so maybe she has to count. One clean day, Shemarasim Kenegade, because of the possibility because of the possibility that maybe there will be a period of 24 hours or light of the angel, Shabbos Yemi, whatever is necessary, of shaving. So that will determine retroactively that she was Isobek Tanim in the Raisin. And there's an Isakores. So because of that, she has to come. Why aren't we Cheshish in the Raisin? Why aren't we Cheshish in the Raisin? So the answer is, because Tosafos says, Das Linon Basarib Noshi Mikashis Dein Shofis Laoriyem. It's a mitzvah shlich. Most of the time, when a woman has already labor pain, so it is not followed by a period of 24 hours comfort. So she might get comfort for 10 minutes, for 50 minutes, half an hour, but it's unusual, it's very unlikely that labor pain should be followed by 24 hours of coming. So we go with the Rav, but with the Rabbanon we are Chesh. Anyway, so according to the Rav and the Rashbo, so when Rav says, Nidol Yemo and Hashim and Shematishke, only the Rabbanon, the Raisinat, so Rav is referenced not only to Yimei Zive, but also to Yimei Nidol. The Rav Yitzchok Omar, Hamikasho Inukum. Hamikasho Inukum. What does it mean? Hamikashu Nikum? So, of course, even the Rachas will agree. I mean, that Rabbi Yitzchok, the Rach only says that Rav and Shmuel have reference bade to a Damkeishi Bimei Zivo and also to Damkeishi Bimei Nido. Masheinke Rabbi Yitzchok, who says Hamikashu Nikum and there is no Rabbanon, so he has reference only to Damkeishi Bimei Zive. So in other words, so Reb Yitzchok is Chelik, is not right, so there is a double Machlekes. Vakatone Amikashe Nido, Marod Me Nido, Nido Me Ziva Teo. So there is a double Machlekes, according to the Rach and the Rashbo, there is a double Machlekes between Rav, according to the Rashbo, there is a double Machlekes between Rav and Reb Yitzchok. First, there is a machlekes in respect to damkeishi b'mei nido on the raisa level. So according to Rav, so with raisa it's toya, and according to Rav Yitzchok, with raisa she's meyo nido, zayin yomi. And then there is another machlekes on the rabbono level. According to Shmuel, according to Rav, so mid Rabbonon, she's middle Yemo, according to Shmuel also, she has to count one clean day, even the Mezivo. She has to count mid Rabbonon, and according to Rav Yitzchok, Mezivo, she doesn't have to count anything. Mezivo. Alright. Omarov ve b'menido nido meizivo teiro v'atani amkash b'menido nido meizivo teiro keitzu kol shiso yenecho misopso shnai oi shiko shiso shnai misopso yenecho oi shisopso mikol shiso v'chozo misopso hariz yoledes b'zei. If she had to pay one day and then she had come for 2 days, oi shiko shiso shnai, she had paying for 2 days, and she had comfort for 1 day. Oy she sob so because she sob. Because she sob. Because of the sob so, Hariz, your letters we say, Avo sob so yimecho, because she so snaim. Oy she sob so snaim, because she so yimecho. Oy she coaches so be sob so because of the coaches so. Ain't you let us be say Koshul Gobel Asuya, my Asuya the Hananya. Now, what does Hananya say? So there are three pshotim in Hananya. Now let's see the Rashi. Let's see the Rashi. Bishop Shoshnaim Natsal Natam, Avizel Vizay, Imho Aso Kol Sholesh, Kol Sholesh. Hoy Ubishay, Fisom Huleide, Ninzo Damakechi, Shaloi Machmasla, Kol Shahal Kishir, Lav Wash Nasholo, Elohekom, Kol Shekosis of Ishlisi, Apilusho Achas, Bilel Knisashlisi, Afil Kol, Ayim Kule Bishupe, Fisom Somuel Dale, שואחס לשלום עצמי ישראלית, אין זו ילדת בזה, דיבי בינון, שייפי כל מין גימול המוביל לגי זובו. Now, רשיס פשט is obscure. Now, some understood that רשי is saying that חנניה ונחיל רבי יהושע is reiterating the same הלוכה, the same הלוכה, so he says, כל שחל כשיעו, כל שקוסס בשלישי, אף משואחס, בלוי וכניס השלישי, אף לכל היין כולי בשופה, וסוף סום, בלוי ודלת, שואחס, לשלום הספייס רייס, אין לי אלי בזה, דיבין on שייפי, כל יין גימו, המביא על ידי זו. In other words, that Hananya said, reiterates the same aloche, the same aloche as Rabbi Yeshua. As Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua requires in order that it should be considered, she should be considered the Eretz Yisrael, that the Sheikhi should traverse the third, the Sheikhi, the comfort, should cover, should extend over a Misles that begins with sunset and ends with sunset. Not if it begins, let's say, at noon and ends at noon, or it begins at 5 p.m. Tuesday, and it ends at 5 p.m. Wednesday, according to Rabbi Yeshua. But it has to, the Sheikh, the 24 hours, has to begin at sunset and end at sunset. That's the halacha. So, Hananya, great Rabbi Yeshua says, Benachir Rabbi Yeshua, he said the same thing as his own, Rabbi Yeshua. Another pshat in Rashi. Whatever the Pshat in Rashi is, but our Pshat in Rashi, another Pshat in Rashi is that Hananya is not expressing the view of Rabbi Yehoshua, but Hananya is saying something else. Hananya is saying that suppose she had in the Yemei a illness, a pending illness, an expecting illness, so Yemei Zivet. So she saw dam, she had a riyas dam on Sunday. She had a riyas dam, let's say, on Sunday morning, at 9 o'clock. She had a riyas dam on Monday morning. She had a riyas dam on Monday morning. And she had a riyas dam, we may see, on Tuesday morning, at 9 o'clock. And then, from Tuesday, 9 o'clock, so at Tuesday at 9 o'clock after the three is down, so a little after 9, after the third Riyah, which made her into a Zovek Delash, so the pain subsided. And the pain subsided and she didn't have any pain for the balance of the Tuesday day, and the whole Wednesday day, until Wednesday night, she didn't have any pain. And she gave birth to the child Thursday. So, Sarah Alochi is that she's not considered Yeretz Bezeim. Even though she already had Chafi, not only Misres 24 hours, but she had Chafi the whole Wednesday day. The pain subsided, let's say, half past 9, Tuesday morning, the pain subsided, and she was in comfort. The balance of Tuesday day, and then Tuesday night she was in comfort, and Wednesday night she was in comfort. Thursday night, she was in comfort for more than a misrest, including a misrest that started with sunset and then between sunset. So it has nothing to do with the Machlokes, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. But it's another aloha that in view of the fact that she became a Zovek Dele while she was still in the Keshi, the third Tviyah took place at 9 o'clock in the morning, Tuesday. At that time she had paid. The comfort had not begun as yet at 9 o'clock. The comfort began, let's say, at 9:30. So at the time when she acquired the Shem Zovek Mura, at 9 o'clock, the third Tviyah, she was still in pain. She had cash. She still had labor pain. Even though after that, she had the comfort of 24 hours. Or, according to Rabbi Yeshua, she had comfort more than 24 hours. She had comfort for a mistress that traversed from sunset to sunset. But in view of the fact that she became Izovek Mura became she, some male she is not considered as a Yeledes Bizeya. Is not considered a Yeledes Bizeya. But when is she considered the Yeledes Bizeya? Only if the pain subsided before the third year. But if the pain subsided after the third year. Even if she had 24 hours comfort, and even if the 24 hours consisted of Laila V'yayim, Kilil Shabbos V'yayim, so the fact that at the third year when she became a Zovek Mura, she was the Keshi, not in a state of comfort, that means she is not the Yeledes Bizeya. Alright, now let's see. One second, let me go over it. Please, okay. Let me explain it. Please don't interrupt me, please. Right. I'll explain everything. You don't have to interrupt me when I'm in the middle. You don't gain anything by that. Kol shachahu kishuye shalom yis b'yimu shalom. Pirish rashezah. Kol shekoshi so afilu shoh achas. The Rambam. Bileil krisas kimu. Afilu kol ayin kule b'sheiv. V'shoh achas. Bileil dalet la'ashlom emei israelis. V'yol do'ein v'yolet b'zeiv. Dibin an sheiv v'kol yin gimu ha'mevil v'yiziv. Pirish l'fogu sheiv. Lav. Mishum. Dimifogash hanan yelayla v'yein kil shabat v'yein. Dim kin hanet rabi Yeshua. Elo mishum diboye. Kol yein gimu bishuk v'yim koshi so v'gimu af yusof so v'dalet kol shabbat v'yemei ein ezobet shei keishi she v'gimu kemeya is ezobet uv'chai gabi lehav ezobet ad echoz ye gimu achakei bishuk di keishi she v'shlishi ein v'keya b'zivo v'mitztare yein dalet v'kova b'zivo v'hani l'amir l'kamo reilom k'yitone v'okamashmo אבל גם דאס קיי שבימו אין זוף סמיי סריי סמיו לאפקים דחנאי בן אחיר רב ישוע ויו לאפקים רב ישוע בהד קטנבו אין זוף סמיי סריי רב ישוע אין קונשא בלי סו דה רמבן מנשנס דה פשאט רש אין דז דה רמבן סו פשאט אנד הי סייז דז דה פשאט רש In other words, that Hanani is not the identical thing as Rabbi Yeshua. It's another halach. The Ran, it is strange, the Daran Nira Mepir Sherashizal. The whole comma. Kol shel chal kishuyo avitchila shlishi kleima shekoshi so beis yomi uvitchila shlishi nam bekoshi so aval pishe so psirim gimu lumiim gimu vitashu misles en yelelez bizei di chananye po yelaylo vinyein ki lumi shabes vinyein ki rabi Yeshua. So the Ran understands Rashi that Rashi is saying Chananye's din is the identical halacha of Rabbi Yeshua. And then he says, "Lo yir, that's not the right pshat." The kavan abdin on koshes of gimuliyom with yechidale misos mispes arid on yer gizei heichadome, and so on, and so forth. And then the fichoch nira the chananya limayen apshe the tluk nero bezavoy mishua kwal. Elo the poli galaye viho dinu sfiro yishavo pisha chol kishu shalom yim gimu kol shesof se yimechot limake vizle make vizle hagizir adiz gizei ואילו לחנניה, כל שחל כשויו ליגימו, כאילו שהגיעו מזיבבדי לו, שוב אין יורד בזה, ואבו פי שסוף שחקי דינו ימיים, עד שתיר הגימו יומים בישוב, בישיב. So in other words, so there, the Ran says, so the Ran, own pshat is the same pshat that the Ramban understands in Rashi. But where is the Ramban understood? That Rashi is saying that. So the Ran understood that Rashi was saying something else. Why did that? As far as this Rashi is concerned, so it certainly can be understood in the way that Ran understood Rashi. But it's because, I don't want to go over it, it's because of the Rashi. That from the time of the days, Ulafukim Rabchanine, Benachir Rab Yeshua Adiyom Eliyo, because you hook a mashman, Avogad, because you saw Biktsa Shlishi, that from the time of the days, the Lisov Salah of the Yen killed the Shabbos Yenle, El Lailo Shneich Tzoye Yen is Neil. So it's because of this Rashi that the Ran didn't understand Rashi the way the Ramban understood. But when we go over this Gemara, we'll see, maybe even this Rashi can be reconciled with the Ramban's understanding of the Rashi. But anyway, so we so far, and it's the Ramban's pshat, and it's the Ramban's interpretation of Rashi's pshat. So, but anyway, you have two pshat also. Two pshat. Then there is a third chicken, a third pshat, by the Ramban. The Ramban's pshat is Hananiah ben Achir of Yeshua. He says, Kol shechol kishuyosh v'shishalom afil kol ayim kol v'shufe ein zeh yeledes v'zehi. So the Rambam Shiti is the way the Magid Mishnah explains the Shita's Rambam, that what Hananiah is telling us now, what does it mean, Dam Keishi? Dam that is discharged while the woman has labor pain. What about, suppose a woman, you know, gives birth to the child, and at the time of the giving birth, there is dam that is discharged, that comes out. And suppose, the way many women treat the day, they go to a doctor, and the doctor puts the woman to sleep, he administers anesthesia, and she has no pain. But it's the dam that comes out simultaneously with the lady. Not a day before, 2 days before, but simultaneously in the lady. But they made their incense, the doctor made their incense. So, is she considered Yeledes B'Zeh, or she is not considered Yeledes B'Zeh? In other words, she's put to sleep, and she doesn't feel any pain. So the Rambam says that if it is done, so the Rambam says, not only that, the Rambam says, Hananiah ben Achir of Yeshua says, Kol shechal kishuyosh bishlishi shalom, atu kol ayim kumi bishufe, ein zi yore bezeit. In other words, suppose a woman had a rias down b'mei zive on Sunday. On Sunday at 9 o'clock. Then they had another rias down on Monday at 9 o'clock. And then, She had the rias dam on Monday at 9 o'clock. And then, after 9, so at 9 o'clock, so the pain subsided. The pain, and in other words, and then And then she had another Yesdam on Tuesday. She had another Yesdam on Tuesday at 9 o'clock. Another Yesdam on Tuesday at 9 o'clock. And then after 9, a few minutes after 9 on Tuesday, the pain subsided. The pain subsided. And Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock, before the 24 hours elapsed, so she gave birth to a child. And when she gave birth to a child, Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock, 23 hours after the pain subsided, so the child was born. And she didn't tell anything. She didn't have anything. Either because a doctor administered anesthesia, the doctor, the Rambam doesn't discuss that. Or for some other reason, by itself, she didn't have pain. She didn't have pain. So one could argue, in view of the fact that she did not have pain, so that means, and she gave birth at 8 o'clock Wednesday morning, and after giving birth, she didn't have pain either. That it's already 9 o'clock, it's 10 o'clock, she still is in this state of comfort. So we could say, if Hananya didn't tell us that aloche, in view of the fact that she experienced comfort for 24 hours, comfort for 24 hours, so then that she should be considered as Yeledes Bezei. As Yeledes Bezei. No, I'm sorry, she gave birth to the child Wednesday, not at 8 o'clock. She gave birth to a child at 10 o'clock Wednesday. In other words, it's 10 o'clock. And she had comfort. Even when she gave birth, she had comfort. She had no pain. So one could argue, in view of the fact that she had comfort for 24 hours, so maybe she should be considered as Yeledes Bezei. As Yeledes Bezei. So the Chiddush b'Hananya is that as long as there was, just one second, please. Expressed it before, originally. In other words, so she had the rears down on Sunday and Monday and on Tuesday. And then the pain subsided on Tuesday, let's say at 9 o'clock, and she gave birth to a child, without pain at 8:30, before the 24 hours were over. Before the last, if she give birth to a child at 10 o'clock on Wednesday, then she will be considered Yeledes Bezei. But only if she gave birth to a child before the 24 hours of comfort expired. Even though she still had comfort, she didn't have any pain, but in as much as the lady itself as the lady itself was prior to the expiration of 24 hours of fire, or 24 hours of comfort, so Mimele, the lady itself is considered the Kedishi, even though in Tzia she had no pain. Yes, what is it?
There could have been no koshi even before the third reading. Right?
Yeah, what do you mean?
In other words, she saw the koshi Sunday morning.
So she saw.
So then say she begins Monday night. And Tuesday morning she sees the third reading.
Yeah.
And Wednesday morning is when it's later, within the morning.
Within 24 hours.
Before the later,
as of the comfort. Yes, so.
So that's this case, right?
What? This case. So, in other words, so what is the Chiddush?
Right,
one second. What is the Chiddush? If Hananiah didn't tell us this thing, so I would say, inasmuch as she had the baby, she had the delay that took place, at the pain subsided at 9 o'clock Tuesday morning, and then the delay that took place at 8:30 Wednesday morning, and she had no pain at the time. So that means that there was a period of comfort of 24 hours. So Mimele, so I would say that she should be considered as Yeletes Mizei. So the Chiddush is, no, since the lady itself is considered like Eishi, even though she doesn't have pain, so it's considered like Eishi. Now, the Magen Mishneh, the Rambam is not so explicit. The Rambam in Zion Yechazisune Bi Alochadala says as follows: Chol Shlishi Liyosof Li Is VeYimaleve Afilu Kolayim Kolei B'Sheivi. If the Shlishi Liyosof happened to be VeYimaleve Afilu Kolayim Kolei B'Sheivi Einzi Yeres VeYimaleve SheYimaleve Somuch LeKeish. So the Rambam Mishneh says, Abu Nilehu. So Adin Shikosav Rabbeinu Poshetu Shafir Yodo Beloi Keishi Vitzar Eilucho Eines Godu Yoleide Viyev Shabloi Keishi Vichem Mizboya Vesug Yeshon Vichem Kosmosa. So Avonire Shehu Kosav Kein Vibeyo Masheom Uchalani Benachim Rabbi Yeshua Eimea Kol Shechol Kishua Liyez Bishlishi Shalom Afir Kol Ayim Kulim Bishifi Ein Zin Yoledes Bizeh. שרואים את פיו שחר ומחנניה שמפורש מה בקום הכל שחלקישו בשלישי היינו לדוסו וקומה שלו ועם סוף סוף מחוצי ימייס עד יום גימו ויולדו קדם חצי יום גימו בלוי קישו לא ינח שבו יולדס בזה כיוון שרואים סוף לדוסו ביום גימו והלידה נחשב סקישו Valid in Achshav Eskish. So in other words, in the Rambam's halacha is mistada, because the halacha of Yeledes Bekeishi, the Yeledes Bekeishi in Meizivo, it does not have to count Zayniki. So what does it mean? It's based upon the Zasakosu of Doma Machmas Atzmo Vele Doma Machmas Vlodo. Of Doma Machmas Vlodo. So that only means if the Riyas Dam was Machmas Vlad, if it's apparent that the Riyas Dam was Machmas Vlad, so Mimele, she does not become his own. So, if, let's say, the Riyas Dam is Bikeshi, and then, if Ilderias Dam is vacation. And Ilderias Dam is vacation. And just take for a second. Ilderias Dam is vacation is coupled with pain. We've coupled with pain. So there it's apparent, it's obvious that the Rias Dam is attributable to the rain. Otherwise, why should it be the case? But if, let's say, the Rias Dam is the case, if the Rias Dam is the case, and then there is a period of 24 hours prior to the giving birth. So Mimele, we say that the Rias Dam is not the Rias Dam Machmas Leinen. V'horaye, there was a 24-hour period of comfort before the lady. So it's not the fact that she had pain or didn't have pain. That's not important. The question is whether the dam, the discharge of dam, is due to the lady, or the discharge of the dam is not due to the lady. So Mimele, in the case, I think that I had a slip of the tongue when I mentioned the example. She had the Rias Dam on Sunday at she had the Rias Dam on Sunday at 9 o'clock in the morning, then on Monday, and then I said on Tuesday, and then she gave birth on Wednesday. That's not the example I should have mentioned, according to the Rambam. She had the Rias Dam on Sunday at 9 o'clock, and then she had the Rias Dam on Monday at 9 o'clock, and then she gave birth, and then at 9 o'clock. At 9 o'clock, after that 3 years, so the pain subsided on Monday. And then she had a period of comfort, and she gave birth at 8:30, Tuesday. And simultaneously with the giving of birth, I didn't mention the right example, simultaneously with the giving of birth, so there was a discharge of dam. At 8:30 she gave birth and she was comfortable. So we could say that she should be considered as a Yeledes Bizein, because at the third Riyah, that made her into his Zavik Dele, so she had no pain. So Hananya tells us, no, even though she had no pain, but in view of the fact that this dam was discharged simultaneously with the giving of birth, so Mimele, it is not. So Mimele, it's Doma Machmas Moda. You see, the example I mentioned is not an accurate example. I made a mistake. You see, because I'm always accustomed to mention examples. On Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, so I mentioned that too. But that is not the example of the Rambam's explanation of Hananya's theme. In other words, Hananya has referenced to a case where she had a discharge of dam on Sunday at 9 o'clock, on Monday at 9 o'clock, and then the pain subsided, and then she was in a state of comfort, and then the third riyah took place at the time of the lady. At 8:30, and it was Tuesday morning, and she was comfortable. She had no pain, so one could argue that since the third year, with the creator into his Zomek Mele, took place in a state of comfort, so Mele, she should be she should be considered as Yeledes Bizei. So the Hananya tells us, no, she is not Yeledes Bizei. Why? Because since the discharge of dam took place in course of the lady itself, so it's certainly Dolomah Maslam. When do we say that if the discharge of dam takes place, so in other words, we say that, let's say, if a woman had her ears down on Sunday and on Monday and on Tuesday, and then while it was coupled with pain, so but then she has a period of comfort of 24 hours, and after the period of 24 hours of comfort, she gives birth to a child. So we say that even though the Riyas Dam that took place on the third day, was coupled with pain, so but we don't apply the aloha of Lo Doma Machmas Lodo, because inasmuch as there was a 24 hour period of comfort after the Riyas Shlishis, so Mimele, the Riyas Shlishis is not a Dam Machmas Lodo. It's not a Machmas Lodo, because she had a period of comfort for 24 hours after the Riyas Shlishis. Mashrinke, in the case where the Riyas Shlishis took place in the course of the lady, even though there was a period of comfort of 24 hours, it doesn't matter, because that Riya was certainly a Riya Machmas Lodo. So Mimele, she is stable, she is not considered. See how that is a...
I just want to ask Shiva if that former example holds up as to how the Rosh Hashiva explained the Shittas Ran and Ramban in Rashi. Still, it was a third Riyah and then a 24-hour Shafui.
The Ramban Shittas is something else.
Yeah.
That if she already had a Riyah that made her into Izovik Dele, if the Riyah Shlishis that made her into Izovik Dele was Bikeshi, so then the period of comfort of 24 hours, even more clearly, Shabbos V'Yemei,
yes.
If Leil V'Yemei, Shabbos V'Yemei, expired, so, since the Riyas Shlishis that was Kivasa, as his Ovik Dele, was Bikeshi, so Mimele, she does not become a Yeledes Bizei by virtue of the fact that there was a period of comfort of 24 hours, even if it would be, that period of 24 hours had been Kelil Shabbos V'Yemei. Kelil Shabbos V'Yemei. So Mimele, she is not a Yeledes Bizei. She is not a Yeledes Bizei. Unless there will be three more years, according. That's the Rans. That's something else. That's the Rans Pshat. And the Ramban's Pshat in Rashi. But here the Rambam's Pshat is, it's very stubborn that the Rambam's did. In other words, if the third Riyah took place in connection, in the course of the lady itself, so even though it wasn't coupled with pain, but it's certainly Domo Machmas Lodo. It's not that the Torah emphasizes the element of pain. The pain is symptomatic of Domo Machmas Lodo. But if there is Shefi, so then it means that the dam is not attributable to the lady. Masha'inke, if the Riyas Dam took place in the course of the lady, Masha'inke, if the Riyas Dam took place in the course of the lady, so then it certainly Domo Machmas Lodo. So the Mele, if let's say she saw on Sunday and on Monday at 9 o'clock, and then the comfort started, and then on Tuesday at 8:30 she gave birth, and in the course of giving birth there was a discharge of dam, even though she was Bishenfi in the course of the lady also. But it's still Doma Machmas Loda. It's still Doma Machmas Loda, yes.
Why don't you say to Rabbi that the Bria Shlishi accompanied the layer? Why can't it be in the same day but the preceding layer?
What do you mean, preceding layer?
She sees the third year, the whole thing for a day is the Shukri.
Yes.
She sees in the morning and in the afternoon she gives birth.
In other words, as long as the lady was within the 24 hours as of the last pay. So in other words, Shekol Shechol Kishulo Liz Bishri Shishala after the Kola Yen Bish Bishuke Liz. In other words, that if the lady took place within 24 hours as of the time when the comfort started, so the melee that's considered that it's dumb vacation, even though she had a period of comfort.
Also, the ladies were in play part of the Kushi.
Oh, the Kushi, yeah, that's right.
But the Rian of Shlishi could have preceded the layer by a whole time, by many hours. She could have a Rian of Shlishi. And then later on, in that third day.
Then the Rambam doesn't mention this halacha. In other words, let's say the Rambam doesn't say that if a woman had a Rias Dam on Sunday at 9 o'clock, Monday at 9 o'clock, on Tuesday at 9 o'clock, and then she gave birth. And then she gave birth so you mean that even in that case, according to the Rambam, and then she gave birth to the child on Wednesday at 8:30, that even in that case, according to the Rambam, she will not have to be let us be saved.
Right, Tuesday morning she saw the shooting.
No, Tuesday morning she didn't see the Shukri. I mean, she says she saw Dam Vikeshi on Sunday and on Monday and on Tuesday she saw Dam Vikeshi. So she became already his other day. And then one second. On Sunday at 9 o'clock, and on Monday at 9 o'clock, and on Tuesday at 9 o'clock, and 9 o'clock, and 9 o'clock. And then she would have shaky. And let's say at 8:30, Wednesday morning, so she would have the lady, so then, we wouldn't have to resort to this time by the Rambam, you see, because in a Chaname, according to the Svara of the Rambam, so even in that case, she would not be considered as Yeres Bizein. She would not be considered as Yeres Bizein, because the whole Indian is that it should be the Doma Machmas Vada. In other words, if she has a period of shefi of 24 hours, so it's a raya that the discharge of dam that took place 24 hours before was not Doma Machmas Vada. Had it been Machmas Vada, so she wouldn't have had a continuous period of 24 hours of comfort. So that's the reason as to why Dam Kenshi is there. That's the reason as to why Dam Bishefi Bimezivo is there. Ismail. But, so the melee, So in this case, in the case where she had the Rias Dam on Sunday at 9 o'clock, on Monday at 9 o'clock, and then the pain subsided, and at 8:30 Tuesday, she had the Rede, and there was a discharge of Dam in the course of the Rede, so the male, she's not the Rias Vizayin, because the third Rie was certainly Domo Machnas Wado, even though it was not coupled with pain. Now, what if she had a Rias Dam on Sunday at 9 o'clock, on Monday at 9 o'clock, and on Tuesday at 9 o'clock, and on Tuesday at 9 o'clock, and then she gave birth, and then the pain subsided, and she gave birth to a child on Wednesday at 8:30, so then you could also say, according to the Rambam, so she wouldn't be a Yoleres Bezeit, because in view of the fact that the lady took place only 23 and a half hours subsequent to the third Rie, so that means that the third Rie was Doma Machmas Moda. Even in that case, the Rambam Saloche would apply. But in that case, you don't have to resort to the Rambam Saloche. Then she wouldn't be considered Yoleres Bezeit, even according to the Ramban's pshat, even according to the Ran's pshat. You see. So we have to mention, in order to mention an example of that she is not considered Yoleres Bezeit according to the Rambam pshat, and it could not be explained according to the Ramban's pshat and Hananya, so we have to mention the example where she had the Rias Dam on Sunday at 9 o'clock, on Monday at 9 o'clock, and then on Tuesday she gave birth at 8:30, and in the course of the way there was a Rias Dam, you see. So that, there she is not the Yoleres Bezeit because of the Rambam's Pshat Hananya. Mashiach in the example of Sunday 9 o'clock, Monday 9 o'clock, and Tuesday 9 o'clock, and then she gave birth on Wednesday at 8:30, so there too, according to the Rambam, she wouldn't be considered Yoleres Bezeit. But not only according to the Rambam's Pshat, she wouldn't be considered Yoleres Bezeit, according to the Rambam's and the Ran's Pshat too. You see what I mean? So, in other words, in order to mention an example of the Rambam's Pshat, the Rambam's Pshat in Hananya, then we have to mention the example of a woman who had a Rias Dam in Isidre on Sunday at 9, on Monday at 9, and then the Rie on Tuesday was in the course of the lady at 8:30. So she wouldn't be Yoleres Bezeit according to the Rambam's Pshat Hananya, not according to the Rambam's Pshat Hananya, or according to the Ran's own Pshat Hananya. Masha'inke, the case where she had the Rias Dam on Sunday at 9 o'clock, on Monday at 9 o'clock, on Tuesday at 9 o'clock, and then the pain subsided, and she gave birth to a child on Wednesday at 8:30, there too she wouldn't be Yoleres Bezeit. She wouldn't have to count Zaynikin. But so according to the Rambam's Pshat and according to the Rambam's and the Ran's Pshat. But in order to mention an example of the Rambam's Pshat in Hananya, so we have to mention an example that according to the other Rishayim, it doesn't express Hananya's deen. You see what I mean? But in Achaname, the case where she saw Dam on Sunday at 9, on Monday at 9, on Tuesday at 9, and then on Wednesday, because she saw Dam, and then the pain subsided. It 1 minute after 9, the pain subsided on Tuesday, and she gave birth to a child on Wednesday at 8:30. At 8:30, so there it would also come within the Rambam's Pshat in Hananya. But then she would not be Yoleres Bezeit according to the Ramban and the Ran's Pshat in Hananya too. Because if she saw Dan, became she on Sunday at 9, on Monday at 9, and on Tuesday at 9, on Tuesday at 9. So, according to the Ramban's Pshat, the Ran's Pshat, that once she becomes a Zog of Deva, the third year is became she, and that it establishes her, is Kiveya her, as a Zog of Deva, so Mimele, a period of comfort, a period of comfort of 24 hours, so does not make her a Yeletis Bezeim, because since she became a Zog of Deva, became she, so she does not become a Zog of Deva. So, what would be an example of the Rambam Shat Hananya? If she saw Dan b'meizive on Sunday at 9 o'clock, on Monday at 9 o'clock, and then on Tuesday, and then the pain subsided, and at 8:30 on Tuesday, so she had to be as Dan in the course of the lady. So that's the Pshat Hananya, according to Rambam. But if she saw Dan on Sunday at 9, on Monday at 9, and on Tuesday at 9, and then the pain subsided, and she gave birth to a child on Wednesday at 8:30, then according to every rishi, she is not yet a Zayin. Because then it's certainly not Domo Machmas Vodo. All right. We know that we learn it on the Rabbah. Domo machmas atz. We know it machmas vat. Ato ima machmas vat, we know machmas enez. Kishei nabi shakli yazim zim domo, harayim yisomo. Ho amani mikayim domo, domo machmas atz, domo machmas vat. Umar yisom itayir as avat. Umitame beinez. Mitayir ani bevat, shini shtayir achot. Umitame ani beinez, shini tayir achot. Ado Rabbah, mitayir ani beinez, shechinein es bizov, toher. Hashte mi biyishe kaminon veines biyishe leash vi boyse no ma i boyse no mai dai doch mit tu veines u mit mu je bewab i lo khain es gad meze yo khain mi de name neimo zeivo so ma khosas la khosat at i lo vad i lo veines ki shim mi shi ki zo ba in so mo va mi kein zeivo zeivo ma khosat ma khosat o ma shlokish o ma kho teishi yeish lo khain shi va akher shi ki zu Veizu zukeisho kenshin meizim veima zukeisho minido elo oma rabuye nishmoya oma kro utme yoshvayim kili yoso voloi kizi voso michlau vizi voso toye veizu zukeisho meizim vahashte vichzim utme yoshvayim kili yoso domo lomoli. So we have the posing utme yoshvayim kili yoso nidoso voloi zi voso that dam kenshin meizim is noeya. Il ab domo hava mine kridosa vuli kizivoso va fine bishefi com ashvelo. So if we just had a positive play Yoshuayim kridoso, so then I would say that the may zivo she is stero, she doesn't have to count zayin kiyim even if it's bishefi. So because of the two psukim, so we say that even the may zivo when she does not have to count Zayniki, so it's only if it wasn't followed Sheifi. But if it was followed by Sheifi, not. Come on. Right. Shile Barabine, Obat Uvde Kavosigara. So Shile. So pasfit like Rab. That means that now according to Rashi's pshat, that means that Bimei Zive, if she dam keishi, so she's meoyeim. So in other words, so Shile pasfit lechume, because according to Rab Yitzchok, it's lechume. She doesn't have to. She's not even a nido for the day. She's meteres lebayo immediately. So, So Shire passed like Rav. With whom? According to Rashi's Pshat. All we do in Kavos in the Rav. Kinoch Nafshi the Rav, when he was about to be Nifta, Omar in the Rav Ase. So he said to Rav Ase, he says, Rab said to Rav Ase, Zil Tzad. So in other words, you should tell Shile that he should be chazi. In other words, he shouldn't pass the chumah of damkin shibi leizive that she is an idol yehi. Viloi tzayis. This is what that was Rav Savoy to Rav Ase, that he should tell Shile. Because Rav knew that his Talmud Shile passed with Chumre like he, and he did it because Rav passed like that. But just before the Ptire, Rav was Chayze, and he held that the Damkin she be Meizigo, so she stay on the Gamre. She doesn't even have to be a Nido Liyeno. So he told Rav Ase was at his bedside before he died. So he told Rav Ase he should tell Shile that Shile should also be chazan. Because after all, why did Shile act that way? Because Rav is Rebbe, passed like that, but since Rav was chazan, so he told Rav Ase he should tell Shile he should also be chazan. Vino Mitzayas, and if he doesn't, and if he doesn't listen, Gali. So, in other words, Gali means with the Reish. That's what he said. With the Reish. Kelema, Grei Romech, Mshech, he said. With the Tam, the Reish, Yazar. In other words, if he doesn't listen, so try to convince him. So, argue with him and point out to him that Rav was Chazeya. And you should convince him. So, but Husabah, Rav Ase thought that Rav said not Galyeh, but Gadyeh. Gadyeh means put in a chair. Bosad noch nafshid Rav. That was a short while before Zbir. So that was the Tzavoy, that the old Tzavoy that Rav left with Rav Ase for Shire. So then, after he died, Omalei, so Rav Ase conveyed the message to Shire, Omalei, Hadeo Bechot, Behoda Berav, you be Chayzer, because Rav himself was Chayzer. So according to Rashi, in other words, Shire was Machmia, and Rav wanted him to be making. That's from this Gemara. So the Rashbo deduces that the Pshat in the Gemara is like the Rach, not like Rashi. Because according to Rashi, why was Rav so adamant? So Shira was Machmir, so why was he so adamant? Why did Rav Ase think, all right, Rav Ase made a mistake. He thought Rav said, Gadye should be Machmir. Why did he think, according to Rashi, so Rav Ase should have understood that Rav could not have said be machmir. Why should he be machmir just because he's machmir? Bishleime, let's say, on the contrary, according to the Achshat, that Rav originally held that we may need them itself, so midraise. So she is not in Nido, even be Nido. Damke she is toy midraise. But midrabono, so you have to be machmir just one day. So Rav's deen involved a very big kule. After Yoschitzer, so that means the Chile was Matia and Isakores. So we understand this why Rabasi was so adamant, why Rabasi thought that Rab was so adamant and so strict about it. According to the Rach Pshat, we understand, but according to Rashi, why was he so adamant? So you'll be Machmir, so what? You see, that's the raya of the Rashbo, that the Pshat in the Gemara is like the Rach. All right, whatever. So, Omale, in me said the Hodabe, with the Diagonal. Litzatz, so Shiva said, if it's true that Rav before his Pshira was Chayzeya, he would have told it to me. He would have told it to me. Not just to you. I mean that you should convey a message to me. Loitzayas. So he didn't pay attention to it. And he kept on paskening. Like Rav. That Nidoyim. Say again. According to Rashi's Psha, it means he kept on paskening Lechumre. When Mitzaradim, she was Mitaris in Biemo, and according to the Rach, it meant that Shile kept on paskening and Bimatir and Isakores. And Isakores. Because since Rav was Chayzeya, so that means that Rav held before his Tire that Bimei Nide, she is in Nide Gmuro. She is near for 7 days, and here Shile paskened. After the day, she is ghost Tire. And she's Mutaris of Bairo, so he was Matir. In effect, he was Matir and Sakores. Of course, according to the Rash Pshat, it's more understandable than according to Rash's Pshat. Levi Avon, Loitzayas, Gadir, so he was Menadi. Omale, Yeristapim, Ma, Midrikuse. Midrikuse, in other words, you are not afraid of my birth. Means, in other words, you are hurting me. She, in other words, you are mevazeni, you are mitzayami, you put me in chirem. You put me in chirem, aren't you afraid of doing that? So who said that? Shira said that to Rabas. Omalei, strange Gemara. Ano ise ben Yehude, du ise ben Gurariye, du ise ben Gamriel, du ise ben Malaleo. In other words, I mean, what is it to do if he was a Tanner, and this was Rabasan Amir. So Mikaborim say shot him on this, all right, but I mean, but if it should take it means, he says, the Arab Sochim, Yish Tesi says, Yish Tanner, Yish Nikoshim is Alon, the Yid Korale, the Korale Hosom, who is it about me, who is if he shoots out with Tanner Acher. In other words, apparently Rabasi da Meire compared himself to his predecessor, the Ovisi ben Yud. He compared himself, but so it's strange. All right, tell you. So in other words, do you see the real, do you see the Mahalel, as he said in the Choshen, in the Shom, in the Rak, in the Nach, in the Choshen means of copper, a mortar made out of copper, which cannot deteriorate. In other words, I am not afraid of the pain subsided, and she was in a state of comfort from 11 o'clock in the morning Tuesday till 11 a.m. Wednesday. Then 11:30 Wednesday she gave birth to a child. So according to Rabbi Zeh, as long as between the years of that and between giving birth there was an intervening period of 24 hours, even though the 24 hours did not cover a Lilo Yehim Kishan.